before Ramadan, we thought it was impossible to fast. But guess what? Ramadan said, no, you're able to do that. You're able to do that, subhanAllah. Before Ramadan, you thought like staying in the masjid after Isha, praying two rak'ah is impossible, it's hard, I just want to go home. Ramadan said, no, you can do it. What about the sadaqat, the generosity that we developed? Ramadan told you, yes, you can do it. If you're trying to quit a bad habit, smoking, for example, and this is the example I always give. You said before Ramadan, it is impossible not to smoke for a couple of hours. Ramadan told you, no, you're wrong. You can quit smoking. You can stay away from cigarettes or vaping or whatever for like 16, 17 hours. And if you are more consistent, what is going to happen? You can go the whole entire night. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the school of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. Ramadan has proven to us that our human capabilities as human beings, we're capable of doing things beyond our limitations. Everything is possible. The word impossible is out of our dictionary because of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. Didn't I tell you it's an amazing school that we learned a lot of things from it? So what should we do right now to maintain this spirituality and this connection? We should be consistent, even small deed, but be consistent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what? خير الأعمال وأحبها إلى الله أدومها وإن قلت. The most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are what? The most consistent, even if they are few, the little. You used to pray 8 rak'ah after Isha, please too, but be consistent. You're reconnected with Quran and you're competing with your brothers and sisters to finish the whole entire Quran. Please, don't recite the whole juz, just one ayah every day, but be consistent. Your sadaqah, your relationship with your family, be consistent. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is asking you. You will never have this, you know, the state of iman after Ramadan is Ramadan. That's why we call it what? Intensive course. Intensive course, right? And now you graduated. What are you going to do with the certificate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you? وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ. You completed al-iddah. Are you going to take the certificate and just put it up there? Or are you going to work? You're looking for work and for job. This is not the time to be lazy again. Ramadan is refreshing you, brothers and sisters. It's an amazing school. A lot of things we learn from this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadah and our siyama wa qiyam. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. The school of Ramadan has helped us to maintain our spirituality and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reconnect with Quran, to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our capabilities as human beings are beyond imagination, beyond our limitation, that we can develop any good habit and be consistent with it, and we can stop any negative thoughts or habits. The month of Ramadan and the school of Ramadan taught us this fact, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, today the day of Eid, as I said, the day of graduation. You see students when they graduate from college, they're so excited. I want everyone to be excited today. Brothers and sisters, this is not the time to have issues with your spouse, with your children. This is not the day. And let me give you a statement, please memorize it, remember it. It is an act of worship to be happy today. Can you believe that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, my servant, be happy today. We say what? سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا يَا رَبِّ. Be happy, right? Spread love and peace among the family. Your children need to see a role model right now. They need to show, you need to show them love and respect, brothers and sisters. This is very important, especially when it comes to our children. I tell you why. Because we hear this all the time. How come the non-Muslim festivals and the Ayyad, they're so much fun? You know, the Christmas decoration, the trees, and all of these things, and people exchanging gifts. Why don't you have something like this also in our religion? Why not? Why don't you have some sort of tree? No tree like them, of course. We're not copying or imitating other people. But this is the day of Eid when we should be happy. and we should rejoice. This is command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Brothers and sisters, some brothers and sisters, and from their tradition today is to visit the cemetery, the graveyard. We all lost, have loved ones out there, but today is not the day to visit the cemetery. Today is only be happy and enjoy the food and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day of brotherhood and sisterhood. Today is the day of love and peace and tranquility. Today is the day when you call your parents, your family members, either here or back home or anywhere, and say Eid Mubarak. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us consistent with his ibadah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannah. Allahumma ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna. Allahumma taqabbal minna jami'a a'malina. Allahumma taqabbal minna jami'a a'malina. Wabarik lana fi ayyamina. Wahina hayatan tayyibah. Allahumma ameen. Eidukum mubarak. Wa taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Eid mubarak, everybody. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. ما شاء الله.
إن شاء الله the one, السلام عليكم. The one who miss الصلاة, إن شاء الله you come to the front and for the sister upstairs, we are going, إن شاء الله, to make صلاة العيد, إن شاء الله. So everyone try to be ready, إن شاء الله, in about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, we want everyone to be ready, إن شاء الله, for صلاة العيد, إن شاء الله. A lot of brothers and sisters, they miss the صلاة, so we are going to make it up now, إن شاء الله. السلام عليكم. So they can hear us upstairs. I don't know how it works. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe like that.
That's good. Yep. And then put this one here.
Over here. Just give it about 5 minutes. Wa jazakum. The most important thing in this holy month, we expect in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgive every one of us. At the same time, you know, the holy month of Ramadan is so great month, you know. All of us, we prove that we can make the salah in jama'ah. And at the same time, we can fast. You know, we prove we can read the Quran every day. So we need to keep this habit every day. To make salah in jama'ah, to read the Quran every day, you know, and at the same time to fast, as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated in the hadith. That is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, my beloved Prophet, he advised me 3 things to make siyam 3 days in every month, and salat al-duha, and I never go to sleep before I make salat al-witr. So the 3 months they prefer, you know, the white days, which is 13, 14, and 15 of every month in the al-ashhur al-arabiyya. So alhamdulillah, my dear respected brother, alhamdulillah, Ramadan give us a lesson. And we prove to ourselves that is we can make salat al-jama'ah all the time. We can fast. We can read Quran every day. So may Allah forgive all of us. MashaAllah, still some people coming.
There were a lot of people, at least more than 100 people, and more than 100 sisters.
You cannot believe how much Allah is Ghafoorun Rahim. More than what we expect. You do a little bit, Allah give you a lot of rewards. Bismillah. At the same time, inshallah, we try to make sure to keep our iman and the taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يعني, in the Holy Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And the taqwa need an effort and the practice to be always around of the great environment, to be with the ulama, you know, coming back and forth to the masjid, make adhkar, you know, every day, make salah ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these things, it will increase the iman. You know, till the next Ramadan, who knows who's going to be alive for the next Ramadan? How many people they were planning for next Ramadan and they passed away? You know, because Ramadan, it's the month of maghfirah and rahmat. Inshallah, we should start, inshallah? Okay, the first takbirah, inshallah, is going to be 7 takbirat, okay? Except the takbiratul ihram. You're going to be 7 takbirat. And the first rak'ah, 7 takbirat. Second rak'ah, it's going to be 5 takbirah, inshallah. Okay? Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر 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 بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله والصلاة والسلام. وأشهد أن السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. كل عام جميعا وأنتم بخير. نرجو الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا جميع هذا الشهر الكريم وأن يغفر لنا ويجعلنا من عباده الصالحين. ونرجو الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجمعنا جميعا في جنات النعيم في الفردوس الأعلى. ونرجو الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجرنا جميعا من النار. جزاكم الله خير وكل عام وأنتم بخير.